Masechet Holin Perek He, Mishnah Gimel. When the Torah talks about the prohibition of Otov et Beno, it uses the word Shechita. Slaughtering an animal and its child is prohibited to do on the same day. So we learn from here that only if both animals were killed with valid Shechita is the prohibition of Otov et Beno accomplished. Here we'll talk about a situation where one animal did not get permitted through Shechita to be eaten, and how does that play out? Mishnah says, Hashuhet v'nimsa terefa. Somebody slaughtered an animal and it was found to be a terefa. So the slaughter happened correctly, but for a different reason, it became problematic. Hashuhet la'avodah zarah, or he slaughtered an animal for idol worship. You're not allowed to benefit from something that was offered to an idol. Vashuhet parat hatat. He slaughters a para aduma, a cow that's being used in order to purify people. The para aduma is sacred, and therefore not allowed to benefit from it until it's burned down and turns into ashes, then we use it on people. But you're not allowed to, even if it was slaughtered properly, benefit from it. Veshod haniskal, a bull that was sentenced to be stoned. For example, if the bull killed a person, the Bet Din said that it has to be stoned. You're not allowed to benefit whatsoever from that animal, even if it was killed with valid shechita. Instead of being stoned, you're not allowed to eat from it. Ve'egla arufa. Negla arufa is if a murder victim happened and they don't know who the murderer is in between two towns, the town who's closest brings a egla arufa. They bring a calf and they chop its head off. What we're saying here is it's forbidden to benefit from when it's alive, and even if it had a valid shechita, the shechita does not permit it to be eaten. In all of these cases, if he also slaughtered the animal's mother or the offspring, so they're both being slaughtered on the same day, Rabbi Shimon poter. Rabbi Shimon says that he is exempt from malkut. He does not receive malkut for the sin of otov et beno. According to Rabbi Shimon, otov et beno only applies when both animals are killed through Shechita, and Shechita allows them, permits them to be eaten. In all of these cases we listed, one of the animals is not permitted to be eaten, even though there was a kosher, regular Shechita. There was a different reason why the animal became problematic. So therefore, they both weren't allowed. Only one of them became problematic. So therefore, Otov Ed Beno does not apply. V'hachamim. Mahayavin. Hachamim say that he is liable for Malkut because the Shechita of both animals was valid. Some other reason, some other factor made the animal forbidden, but if Shechita on both of them was done correctly, says Hachamim that you have violated Otov et Beno, and therefore Malkut should ensue. Now we'll talk about situations where the Shechita was invalid. Hashuhet vitina bela biado. Somebody slaughtered an animal, but he slaughtered it problematically and it became a nevela. Let's say he didn't pass the knife all the way through the windpipe or the food pipe, so he did something wrong during the Shechita. Veha noher, or he pierced its nostril. He killed the animal by slitting it from its nostrils to its chest, so he didn't kill it through Shechita. Veha me'aker, he tore out the animal's windpipe or food pipe. Here, he's using possibly a knife that was nicked, and he didn't kill it by just cutting across, but it ripped it out. In all of these situations, if he also slaughtered the animal's mother or the offspring on the same day, patur mishum otov et beno, he's exempt from malkut for otov et beno. Even hachamim agree, a shechita that was done improperly cannot be called shechita, and therefore it doesn't fit the criteria to violate otov et beno. Otov et beno also applies when you have two animals that are related, a mother and a son, for example, and they're owned by two different people. If one person slaughters his animal, the other one is forbidden, the other owner is forbidden to slaughter his animal, he has to wait till the next day. He will talk about a application of this halakha. Shenayim shelakhu para ubenav. You have two people who bought a cow and its offspring from the same seller. They both come to court and they want to slaughter their animal on the same day. Eze shelakach rishon, yishchot rishon. Halakha is, whoever bought his animal first slaughters it first, and the second buyer has to wait until the next day to slaughter his animal. V'im kadam hasheni zacha. But if the second person went ahead, he went out of line, and he slaughtered his animal that day, he gets to eat it right then, and it's now the first buyer who has to wait until the next day. So once the second one was slaughtered anyway, the first one has to wait until the next day, so he doesn't violate otove et beno. Now we'll talk about punishments for slaughtering a mother and more than one of its offspring on the same day. Shehat para ve'ahar kach shenei baneha sofeg shemonim. If somebody slaughtered a cow and then slaughtered its two calves on the same day afterwards, he receives malkut twice, two sets of 40 for a total of 80, because the shehita of each calf after he already killed the mother is two separate violations of oto ve'et beno, two different actions and two different averot. Shehat shenei baneha ve'ahar kach shehata sofeg et ha'arba'im. If he slaughtered two calves and then he slaughtered the cow, the mother, he receives 40 lashes malkut, one set of malkut, because he committed only one avera by slaughtering the mother cow, and therefore it's one set of malkut. Shehata ve'et bita ve'et bat bita sofeg shemonim. If he slaughtered a cow and then he slaughtered the daughter and then he slaughtered his daughter's daughter on that same day, he would receive 80 lashes. He receives one set of 40 for slaughtering the daughter on the same day as her mother, and then another set of 40 for slaughtering the daughter's daughter on the same day as her mother, which is that middle generation, the original daughter. Shehata ve'et bat bita ve'ahar kach shehat bita. If somebody slaughtered a cow and then its daughter's daughter on the same day, it's permitted, a cow, and then its granddaughter, we'll call it, on the same day, which is permitted, and then he slaughters its daughter that day. So it's forbidden here on two accounts. It's the offspring of the oldest cow, and it's the mother of the youngest cow. So it's two averot, or two violations at that point in time. Sofeg et ha'arba'im. According to Tanakama, he has one set of lashes done to him, because even though it's two averot, he killed that middle generation that he killed, it's two averot, but we say that it's one forbidden act of shehita. So for one forbidden act of shehita, he would only receive malkut for 40. Somchos omer mishum Rabbi Meir sofeg shemonim. Somchos says in the name of Rabbi Meir, he would receive 80 lashes because he committed two averot with that single shehita. So we don't go after the single shehita, we go rather after the two transgressions. According to Somchos, he would also disagree with the earlier case that we listed, where we had two calves killed and then the mother afterwards. According to the way we read it, we said it was only 40 lashes. Somchos would say there's two violations over there, because two calves were killed, and with the one single act of killing the mother, you violated otov ed beno two times, because two calves were killed. So Somchos over there would say as well, he sinned twice with that action, and therefore sofeg shemonim, they would receive malkut for 80. If someone sells an animal to one buyer and then sells the children of that animal to another buyer on the same day, there's no obligation to inform the second buyer that he sold the other animal on that day. You don't have to assume that the sin of Oto Be'ed Veno is going to happen. There's no reason to assume that the two buyers have the intention to do Shehita on that same day. But there are exceptions to that rule. The Arba'a Pirakim B'Shana, four times during the year, someone who sells an animal to another person after selling the mother or the offspring on that day, they would have to inform the person who's about to buy that second purchase. They would have to say, Ima macharti lishchot. Bita macharti lishchot. They would say, I sold its mother for shehita earlier today, or I sold its daughter for shehita earlier today. The seller has to tell the second buyer that he sold its mother or its offspring earlier in the day, so that the second buyer is going to know not to do shehita on that day to avoid the prohibition of otova et beno. Ve'eluhen, these are the four times of the year when the seller has to provide this information to the buyer. Erev yom tov ha'aharon shel hag, the day before the last day of Sukkot. So that is Hoshana Rabba as we know it, the seventh day of Sukkot, which is Shemini Atzeret, so the day before Shemini Atzeret. So people would have major meals on Shemini Atzeret. It's considered to be Hag b'fnei atzmo, its own holiday, and the Jewish people have a special love for Shemini Atzeret, so they would slaughter many animals on that day. So therefore, the seller would have to inform the buyer. The day before Sukkot, people aren't really so occupied with slaughtering animals for that day. They're busy putting together the sukkah. They're dealing with the Arba'at HaMinim. So therefore, there's no obligation before Sukkot to tell the buyer. So here only the day before Shemini Atzeret. The Erev Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach, the day before the first day of Pesach. The Erev Atzeret, the day before Shavuot. The Erev Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Divrei Rabbi Yosei HaGelili, like according to Rabbi Yosei HaGelili as well. Af Erev Yom HaKippurim BaGalil, the day before Yom Kippur in the Galil would also be included. In the Galil, people would eat very large meals on the day before Yom Kippur to have a sort of celebration that their Averot were going to be forgiven. So therefore, and they were also accomplishing the mitzvah of eating a lot on Erev Kippur. That was the custom in the Galil. So therefore, you would also have to inform the second buyer as well over there. In other places, they would eat fish or they would eat chicken before Yom Kippur, which would not be included in the prohibition of Oto Ve'et Beno. So on these days that we just mentioned in the Mishnah, people are preparing large feasts. And if you sell an animal, you have to assume that it's going to be slaughtered immediately on that day. So if you sold one animal on that day, and then you want to sell the second one, the second of the pair, the mother or the offspring, you'd have to warn the second buyer that they shouldn't slaughter it on that day. We'll elaborate on this chiyuv to warn the second buyer. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ematai. Rabbi Yehuda says, when does the seller have to tell the buyer of the previous sale? Bizman she'en lo revach, when there's no gap between the sales, he sold the first animal that very day. So that's a situation where the seller has to inform the buyer that the sales are happening pretty much simultaneously on the same day. Aval yesh lo revach en sarich lehodi'o. But if there's a gap in time between the sales, he sold the first animal the day before, and then he's selling here a day later, there's no need to inform the buyer of the earlier sale. The person who's selling the animals have to make the assumption that the first animal is already dead on that first day when he sold it to him. Umodeh Rabbi Yehuda b'mocher et ha'em lehatan ve'et habat lakala. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that when somebody sells a mother animal to a groom and its daughter to his bride, shesarich lehodi'o, that he has to inform the second buyer of the previous sale, even if he sells the animals on two different days. Because you know what's going to happen. They, even though you sold the animal on two different days, you know that they're preparing for their wedding. And if they're preparing for their wedding, they're going to want fresh meat and they're going to slaughter both animals on that same day. So sort of use your common sense. If you could tell that the animals are going to be used and slaughtered on the same day, even if they're sold on different days, you should inform the buyer of the fact that the animals are related and sold to people who are going to slaughter them on the same day.